this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. And that's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we're bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Woo, sir. How we doing? How we doing? We are back in business, boys and girls. We have Manchester United back on the menu this weekend at Old Trafford against lowly Newcastle, sir. We got to be able to put on a side good enough because we got a player. Maybe you've heard of him. His name's CR7, and he's back in the game. How we feeling?
Viva Ronaldo, sir. I couldn't be more excited. You sound like you're excited. How you feeling? United are back. We've been watching some CONCACAF, some Sloppy Joe's football. Big shout out to Miguel for coming on the pod, helping us break it down. Man, I'm going to be looking forward to some EPL. Ronaldo is back at Old Trafford. Start my man, number seven, sir. What a weekend. What a day. Can't come soon enough. Absolutely buzzing to see him come out the tunnel at home at Old Trafford.
Somebody on Twitter today was saying that tomorrow is going to feel like Christmas Eve, and I think there's something there because, honestly, hasn't hit me. I think CONCACAF, busy week, you know. I didn't even get to watch the USA come back in triumphant form last night, so I'm going to have to watch a recap on Telemundo later at some point. But now it's all about the real team of this pod, sir. The proper team, Manchester United FC Football Club, playing a big game. I think the season's really getting started now. 7 points, 3 games, but the season's beginning because it's a new team now. Cristiano Ronaldo in the fold, CR7, he's starting. He had his first interview with the club, West Brown, Old Trafford. That was fun to watch. Looks like he's in a good space, but he's like, I believe he said, I'm starting Saturday. When I start Saturday, I'm ready to go. He's not here for vacation. He's ready to play. He takes great care of himself. He's a winner. He came to win. Now we got to win.
You love that swagger. It's what Manchester United are missing. Like, he comes back, does the interview. He's like, I'm not here to set away unbeaten records. I'm here to lift trophies. This club ain't about these stupid records. It's about lifting silverware year in, year out. So the greatest of English football, we've won it all. CR7 gets that better than anyone. Ole knows it. Time to slap Newcastle around like we used to. This is a big match. Wolves, you rewatched it over international break, sir. You watched a lot of football over international break. Tell everyone about that Wolves match because you had some cutting words when we met up after you rewatched 90 minutes against the Wolves.
We play like dog shit. We play terribly. And we got a good, and we won. And we got a really good win because the defense played like a vintage United side. A vintage United side that bails out a team that didn't play well. And it all takes a little bit of magic, which we got in the form of Mason Greenwood, who is special. But it kind of felt like a United of old because we used to play like shit and win. And that was a thing. And then it happened a lot less frequently.
That's shitty. That was like.
And that was pretty bad. XG less than one. They had over two of XG for whoever's counting that. That was pretty bad, but we would play like worse than the other team. Maybe not that bad and still win. That is the mark of a good team. We are a good team. I think we're going to be a much better team when this Portuguese, he's not the Magnifico, sir. He's Viva Ronaldo. I don't even know if he has something else we call him beyond Viva Ronaldo, but he's a goat and he's coming back and he looks like he's got plenty left in the tank. I'm excited to see him slot into the side. And I think fortune's on our side because United and Ole, he's going to be forced into playing a more adventurous team. Yeah, he might default to Matic, but Fred's out. McTominay's out. Start Donny van de Beek in six. I've been shouting from the rooftops for the last couple of weeks about this. I hope he does it. But Newcastle is nowhere to do. They're a terrible team. They're not playing well. We should go out and batter them. We know how they're going to play against us. They're going to pack it in, right? Forces in the mid, forces out wide, make it hard to pass between the lines. No excuses. Play like a champion. Let's go, boys.
Sir, it's Ronaldo's team. Ole doesn't get to choose if Ronaldo plays or not. You know, he's just going to tell Ole what's up. Like, Ronaldo has that vibe. And it can go well, it can go bad. Right? We had a great article at AmericanRedDevils.com, the downside case of Ronaldo coming back, how could there ever be a downside case? But, sir, you know, the gravity of Ronaldo, all the he's got the cologne out, all this stuff. You know, it's kind of quite the show. If it doesn't go well, he might want out, right? You know, it could go pretty poor fast. I don't see it going that way. I think everyone hating on him in the English press is unbelievable. It's like Ronaldo's still in his prime. He's got at least 2 years left at a certain level. Then it's MLS, you know, just banging him in for the LA Galaxy and seeing all over LA. That's basically what he's got going on. I really think he can make a huge impact. I think because United are young. You saw it in the Villarreal final, like Paul Pogba, yeah, he's been in the World Cup. But the type of leader Ronaldo is, we haven't seen since Zlatan, and everything seemed to go our way. You got the bounces. The professionalism is going to come for Greenwood, Sancho, etc. Also Rashford, I think it's going to get everyone a lift, sir. You're going to see that lift on Saturday. We're like sort of a Newcastle at home, might be sleeping. Some people might call it a trap game, sir.
Trap.
Trap game. But now we have a point to prove. Ronaldo's back. We are going to be challenging for the title. I'm seeing that on Saturday.
And I think I'm going to see that on Saturday as well. You know, I'm getting my hopes up. Why not? Life is short. Might as well enjoy yourself. Enjoy the ride. I'm going to enjoy this ride on this Manchester United side. The big test is going to be on the same guy who was having the big test 2 weeks ago before this deal was done and dusted, and that's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, because it's about him making it work with a team that he now has. There's no excuses. You've got a team that's good enough that, you know, probably should be winning titles. He's going to want to win titles, that being Ronaldo. It, you know, he'll be the biggest personality on in the side. It's not his team. It's got to be the coach's team. Read Fergie's book. He's always talking about that. Second that anyone gets bigger than United or him, they're out.
Assistant coach. Ole's assistant.
He's his assistant. Yeah, exactly. Player coach. Like Carrick was in his prime at the end of his career, sir. He's ready to go.
Edward's leaving. Ronaldo's going to be president.
And he's going
to coach and starting on the team and winning us Champions League, sir. Everything is coming up. CR7. Absolutely love it. If you like the American Red Devils, we are for fans by fans, sir. Quick PSA for the podcast. We don't have any independent sponsors. If you want to support us, and you want to support independent fan content, check out our Patreon page. You can check it out at www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. You can support us across a few different tiers. We're giving away pins, stickers, scarves, shirts, you name it. Big shout out to Eric E. You're the real MVP. Just signed up to become a Patreon member. And Justin De La Cruz, big shout out for me and Alex. Doing it remote today, sir, but you're in the pod bunker. Enjoying it. Big shout out to our Patreon subscribers.
Big shout out to Patreon. We couldn't do it without you. Keep the lights on. Great way to support the pod. Another great way to support the pod is check out our store at AmericanRedDevils.com. Click on store, pick up some swag. We got the new scarves, sir. The 21, 22 scarves you designed. Football is nothing without the fans. Unbelievable job you did there. Pick one up while they last. They're going fast, sir. They are a hot commodity. Another great way to support the pod is write a review on iTunes. We've got a lot of great reviews that have been coming in recently. Couldn't do it without you guys, but it goes a long way, and it's absolutely free. This is all you have to do. Go on to iTunes, even if you've written one before. I won't tell anybody. Write a 5-star review on iTunes. If it's got a cheeky banner, even better. We love that. And send a screenshot to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com with your mailing address. And I myself, Alex of American Red Devils, will pack you something good, something that fits the review, or however the mood I am when I'm working back in this Amazon warehouse. But it goes a long way to support the pod. We honestly, it helps us get found organically. One of the number one ways we are found is on iTunes. So please write a review, write a second review, tell your mom, your sister to write a review. American Red Devils, baby, couldn't do it without you. How are we doing, sir? Any more PSA? We're talking about Viva Ronaldo. We're getting fanboyish, but it's a big game, and it's a big moment for this team, and the maturation of it, and like how far we've come. Even this transfer window removed Ronaldo, we were in a good place. Now it's like we are a team. Let's go. No excuses.
Like I said before, you know that jersey weighs heavy on some players. I think Maguire hasn't been able to figure out to reach his top form with the armband and the shirt, sir, but Ronaldo, it's light on him. You know, he can, all the press is going Ronaldo. Everything's about Ronaldo. Even takes the spotlight off Ole a little bit.
Seriously.
You know, everyone can breathe a little bit around Old Trafford. And so I think Ronaldo is, he's going to assure everyone in those big moments, hopefully those cup finals, Champions League finals, or like I predicted we would win this year before signing Ronaldo. I think he's going to be able to, in those key moments, players are going to be looking to Ronaldo, not Ole, maybe. That's what I'm trying to say from, like, it's his team.
And maybe Ole can keep doing what he does well, right, which is managing personalities, helping the youth, getting them their progress as they make the step from the academy up to the first team. And Ronaldo can be that extra edge, you know. Like, I'm sure Bruno, when the team was, like, getting ready and going to the dinner at the Ivy before the season got started, team building dinners and all that stuff, he's like, you know, we got to be challenging. We got to be challenging. Ronaldo showed up and said, we got to be winning. We are winning this year. There is no excuses. Nothing less than a win. And that is what you need to do, because you need complete conviction about what the target is and no excuses. The only thing that is a passable season for us is winning the Premier League. Simple as that.
What you love about that language used in the interview and what you've heard through Agent Bruno and everything that we've gotten on social media is, like, why didn't the team think that before Ronaldo got here? Why only, like, Maguire's like, everyone's so coy, like, maybe in a year or two, we might do something. It's like, no, you're playing at Manchester fucking United. We're trying to win the EPL every single year. That's the goal. Win or bust. Second, not a thing. Third, not a thing. Top four, not a thing. Winning titles, sir. 21 is what everyone should be focused on. Championship mentality starts at day one. Ain't maybes. It's we are going to do it. We will do it. And Ronaldo's saying, like, look around, guys. Each were like at least 40, 50 million a player on this team. We got to be going for titles. Fred, wake up, bro. You got to be able to pass.
I'll tell you what, Ronaldo's going to be on his back.
Like, imagine Ronaldo yelling at Fred. That's what I would love to see. I'd pay to see that video in training.
Trust me, it's coming. You're not going to see it in training. You'll probably see it in the game. But you will see it. And it doesn't matter where we would have been. Why weren't we there before? You can't really comp a Ronaldo. I mean, maybe against a Messi, but even the mentality is a little bit different, even with a Messi, with a Ronaldo, in terms of what he's adding to this team right now. Think about where we were even pre-Bruno. We were a completely different side than where we are 2 weeks ago before Ronaldo showed up. And now with Ronaldo, it is, I think, like you said, going to have that Zlatan Ibrahimovic effect, just making everyone more confident and, like, even making the manager more confident. And, like, this team is good enough. We have no excuses. Stay healthy. Rotate well. Use your whole squad. And everybody step up, because the tip of the spear has done it. He's done it for a long time. His career is pretty, it's pretty acclaimed. And it's like, hey, dude, I'm here to win more. And he said 3 to 4 years, my man. He did not say one. He said 3 to 4 years. I'm in for the long haul.
Yeah, he'll be here however long it works for him.
Right. Success.
And Ronaldo is a planet that has a certain gravitational pull. And it might be getting to the size of the club of Manchester United. If you look at what he brought on social media, the clout he's bringing, everything in between, sir. I'm going to pick up the CR7 scent. I'll review it on the blog. How about that,
Oh, the perfume or the kit? Are you getting the new kit? That's what fans want to know. Is John breaking the rules and getting his CR7 kit? I'm looking at it now.
Sir, I'm saying N-O. I am not getting the kit. Hashtag lasers out. Don't take a dollar from me. I have plenty of Ronaldo kits from back in the day. I'm talking about the Play It Cool cologne, sir.
I don't know about this.
I'm allowed to buy the cologne. Because the cologne that goes to Ronaldo, the jersey. So I'm all in on Ronaldo. So I'll support him in a different way.
How much is the cologne? As much as the kit?
I haven't looked it up, but I know that I was just going to get it so that I could review it on the American Devil's blog. But, sir, we're getting into Muppetry territory. Probably been there for a while on this podcast. We're buzzing. United's back. Ronaldo's back. Holy shit. Can't believe it. There's a next match, sir. We're talking about Newcastle United at home. Old Trafford going to be packed Saturday, September 11th, sir. 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. Nice kickoff time. Cannot wait. Absolutely buzzing.
No, that's the thing about every season. You do like two, three games, then there's an international break, and it's all about kind of that stop-start, getting the momentum going, all things considered. It wasn't the worst first three games. 7 points is not a bad place to be. We know we can play a lot better. And I think we will. So it's going to be big, and it's also just exciting, right? The Ronaldo announcement, we haven't got to see him play. He's back. The team with Ronaldo. It's going to be a different team. We're talking about him a lot, but that's because it's a monumental transfer. Biggest in a long time. I mean, I can't remember the biggest. RVP is like the last thing that comps to this in the last 10 years. So it's exciting. I want to see Ole go for it because, like, there's no excuses against a Newcastle team that has 1 point. I believe they have 1 point to date through the first three games of the season. So let's go for it. Go through the throat. Play attacking football, ruthless football, and let's get CR7 that opening match hattie. That's what I'm feeling.
Sir, give us your pregame insights here. You did some research.
This is the insight. Mason Greenwood has scored in each of Manchester United's three Premier League matches so far this season, and he could become just the fourth teenager to score in four consecutive appearances in the competition after Robbie Fowler, Nicholas Anelka, and Francis Jeffars, which is very interesting. I've never heard of that guy. Cristiano Ronaldo's last Premier League appearance was in May 2009 against Arsenal. If he plays for Man United in the fixture, it will set a new record for the longest gap between appearances in the competition's history. 12 years and 118 days, sir. That's long.
I was a young man when Ronaldo was playing for Manchester United. I was very irresponsible back in the
2009. And Man United have lost just one of their last 36 home league matches against Newcastle United. Won 26, drew 9, with that defeat coming in December 2013 under guess who? David Moyes. Yeah, tactical genius. We ain't losing. We ain't drawing. We're winning. Home, Ronaldo, let's go.
Battering them. That's the only option. Lifetime versus Newcastle, we've won 89, drawn 39, and lost 43. We do have a good win rate against them. And the first time we ever played them, sir, 1895, Newcastle versus Newton Heath, we won 5-1. I'm feeling something like that on Saturday. As far as their form coming into the match, sir, they kicked off against Aston Villa, got battered by the Lions. Then they drew Burnley in the EFL Cup. And then they drew Southampton. Should have lost to Southampton. So, sir, all over the place, rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. Two draws, one win. I mean, not doing too hot coming in.
No, they lost the West Ham opener. Then they lost to Villa. Then they lost to Burnley. And then they got a point out of the same team that we got a point out. It's a 1 point, three matches. I think they're above Arsenal. That's great. But they, like you said, they have not started super hot.
Not at all, sir. I mean, West Ham is decent. Villa, meh. But Southampton, decent. That one, they should have lost every game, honestly. So this is the type of club that we're dealing with right now. They're playing the 3-5-2, sir. Against Southampton, they absolutely battered them. Most of the game was played in Southampton's half. Ward-Prowse was pulling the strings. The big players to look out for on Newcastle United, we know them. Callum Wilson, English striker, and Saint-Maximin from France. As long as I trust Harry and Varane to sort it out, I don't think this will be tactically an issue. We're going to overload them, play pressure, attack, attack, attack. It's just going to be bombarding them, sir. The bend, not break stuff. They're playing with the back three. They're going to be tough to break down, but Ronaldo's going to solve all of their problems, especially in the air. I think the cross is coming in on the left-hand side. The question is, where do you play Ronaldo, sir? Do you play him on the left wing? That's the rumor. You put Cavani in the middle. You play him on the left. Greenwood on the right. Him and Shaw doing work on the left-hand side might be the way to go for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I really don't think you can mess it up. We have so many attacking players at the moment. I'm focused on the midfield. I really want to see Donny get in the middle of the park. There's no excuse. Fred can't play because he's COVID. He's got the COVID issue from Brazil. That was absolutely insane. I want to see Donny Pogba. What a midfield two for United, right? Pogba's going to get pushed in the two because of the attacking threats up front. I really think it's going to be pretty easy for us against Newcastle.
It should be. With the team we have and the players we have, and, you know, we do have some injuries. We, you know, obviously Rashford's unavailable. Phil Jones, he's not going to make it. That's very unfortunate. Like you said, Fred, with the whole World Cup penalty thing, I don't even know. He misses two games because Brazil said so. And then McTominay's obviously out, coming back from surgery. There's no, why not play Donny van de Beek in the six? I'm with you 100%. That's the midfield I want to see. I want to see midfield of Donny van de Beek, Paul Pogba, Bruno Fernandes. And then, you know, I think he's going to play at number nine because he's just so good in the box. And you could argue, Cavani's a better nine, but like you have so much pace in Sancho and Greenwood. Why not put them in the wing and then have him just be up front, knocking it in?
Sancho's injured, sir.
Missed that. Well, I guess he's playing up front.
Don't you remember? He was playing for England, got injured. He came back to Manchester United, sir. You follow this team?
Sir, it's been a busy week. We're getting caught up. Tell me how bad I got my starting 11 then. Tell us a little about Newcastle.
Okay, I'll tell you this. The fantasy EPL, they have him at 75%. Had a knock. I don't think it was anything big, but Sancho might be in jeopardy. That's why I'm thinking you put Ronaldo on the left. Him and Luke Shaw can do no wrong, sir. You got rid of Dan James, right? So
that's true.
So it's kind of one of those things where I think he might play there out of necessity. Cavani and Ronaldo, I don't think you can put one of them on the bench. I think everyone's going to have a meltdown of all eight benches Ronaldo. What do you think of that?
What if you play them as a double striker? 4-4-2, baby, old school. Like two up front, Cavani and Ronaldo. I mean, that's a pretty exciting front two. Now, who do you put in the wing?
Who are your right and left midfielder then?
Yeah, you have Pogba. I mean, you have Pogba and stick another midfielder down there, but you can't really put Bruno on the wing. I don't know. I'm not a tactician, sir. I just like the idea of more better and more firepower up front.
Yeah, sir. That should be the slogan. Mo better. I think you're gonna see the 4-2-3-1 that we've been playing this entire time versus Newcastle. But I do think you could see Ronaldo on the left. That's why I'm selling James, man. You know, I like James in spots like this. You also have Lingard, right? He didn't sign a new deal. Wants to stay, like.
He played well for England.
I know.
He played well for England. I mean, maybe he moves in January. I think he's going to feature. I don't think he should feature in this game, even with a injured Sancho, because you have, obviously, you got Mason Greenwood, you got Cavani, and we got midfielders to boot. So we'll see, sir. It's going to be a big game, big test for Ole to start, like, because now the games are coming thick and fast. There's no more this preview standalone pod, baby. It's like preview, recap, preview game again, because we got Champions League. That angelic music will be played Saturday morning after we break down the thumping of Newcastle.
Little history on Newcastle United. They were founded in 1892 by the merger of Newcastle East End and Newcastle West End. Fierce rivals back in the day, sir. The club has been the member of the Premier League for all but 3 years of the competition's history, spending 89 seasons in the top flight as of May 2021. Unbelievable. They've never dropped below English football's second tier since joining the Football League in 1893. That's incredible. The most successful period was between 1904 and 1910. The glory days for Newcastle, sir, back in the shipyards. When they won the FA Cup and three league titles, Newcastle were relegated in 2009 and again in 16. The club won promotion at the first time of asking each time, returning to the Premier League as championship winners in 2010 and 2017. Very resilient club. Mike Ashley owns them, sir. I believe it's Sports Direct or something, some mega story he owns out there. He's a bad owner. The Saudis are trying to buy him. Bonesaw FC, sir. You know,
it never gets old.
Big club, rich history here, but they've been playing like shit. Steve Bruce, Manchester United legend. He's their manager. He's the type of guy who comes back to United and just lets us win because he loves Manchester United. That's the type of guy Steve Bruce is.
True United legend, sir. I mean,
Ronaldo's my boy.
Bruce is my boy, because if he's going to just let the floodgates open, baby, don't even play defense. Just let us score. We've been up Newcastle way, sir. We saw Sunderland against Manchester United while they're still in the Premier League. We saw Zlatan's last goal for this team. Saw Rashi score. Tell you what, Newcastle's a little bit different than Sunderland. They're like tale of two cities. It's like one's doing all right, one got left behind.
First of all, how dare you make fun of Sunderland. Love Sunderland. Great people up in Sunderland. And if you haven't seen the documentary, Sunderland Till I Die on Netflix, must see TV. The team's gotten relegated so many times. Tough times to be a Sunderland fan, sir. But let's get into the injuries. So you put this list in here, but you missed that Jadon Sancho is on it. Marcus Rashford, he's out with the surgery long term. Mid-October, sir. Optimism around Rashford's return. Love it. Fred, apparently he shouldn't have gone to Brazil for the World Cup qualifying. I have no idea what happened there. That was a whole mess. The game got canceled between Brazil and Argentina and Brazil. Interesting stuff there, but Fred cannot play due to sanctions. Jadon Sancho, he had a knock. It's 75%, so there is a chance he could play. McTominay, obviously, he has the surgery, but he did post on social he's coming back, so hopefully soon. Telles, the same. He gave us a little Instagram inspiration over international break. Dean Henderson is feeling better, passed all the tests, and he's in training, so hopefully we'll see Dino maybe in Champions League. I don't know. And then Phil Jones, have a laugh. Long injury list.
It is.
Unfortunately, already. I mean, you look at this, it's like Scotty, Rashi on the surgery, then Sancho with the knock. Sancho doesn't look fit. I saw some of the training photos.
He so doesn't.
He's got a gut. I mean, like, I think he went, like, big money signing, partied up, you know, put on some LBs. Sancho, I think it's going to take a while for him to get, like, absolutely ready. He looks unfit.
No, he doesn't look like Ronaldo. Ronaldo, like the kit was just like hanging off of him, you know. He doesn't have an ounce of fat. Sancho, like, you know, he probably enjoyed himself, had a nice summer. Why not? But we're gonna have a ton of games and be a great start against like a young boys. I think he might make the side. We'll talk about 11s in a second, but you need minutes. We do have a deep bench of players, right? Like the Jesse Lingards of the world are gonna make it into the side over the month of September. Mark my words. But we also got some exciting youth players that are ready to come through. Alanga being the one that I'm the most excited about. Rashford's not too far away. Fred's just got a 2-game ban because of UEFA. We got a deep, deep team. There's no excuses.
Absolutely, sir. Give me your lineup. Hopefully you didn't copy mine again.
Sir, I did mine first. How dare you? First, let's talk about number one goal in the world, David De Gea. He's back, baby. And I don't think playing with Ronaldo, he almost did. Fax machine. Shame on you. He's back to the business. Number one in the world. He's starting net. Back four, AWB, Varane, Maguire, and Shaw. Best defense in the world. Midfield, let's go. I'm calling it. He's not going to do it, but I'm calling it. Please do it. Donny van de Beek, Paul Pogba, Bruno Fernandes. That's a midfield. And then a front three of Mason Greenwood, Ronaldo, and Sancho. He makes it. Gets yanked 60th minute for Cavani, who puts in a couple of goals himself. That's a good 11. What do you got?
Sir, you're close. You're very close. I'm going to disagree with you. Same Dave says, Wan-Bissaka, Varane, Maguire, Shaw, Donny and Pogba in the two, Bruno at 10. Here's where I differ. Ronaldo on the left, Cavani at 9, Greenwood on the right. If you really think about it, that is the best 11. I agree Ronaldo's a better number 9 than Cavani, but that's the best team that you got because Ronaldo on the left would tear it up with Luke Shaw. He would get the ball into Cavani. Easy. Think about them linking up. Very comfortable on left. He can come centrally, sir. He'll be all over the pitch. I think you got to put Cavani and Ronaldo on the same pitch if they're both healthy, ready to rock. I think that's the best attack. You're going to rely on Ronaldo too because Newcastle, they're going to defend. Right? So you need to break the lines and cross it into Cavani. He's a poacher. He knows where to be. I think that type of team can do him dirty. I think you start getting into the Sancho, Ronaldo, Greenwood, I don't think as good as Cavani and Ronaldo on the pitch. And it's one of those things where it's a shame, but you have to play your strengths, especially against shit teams at home.
Also, like, yeah, and I think in current form, Sancho's not in top form. You know, he's like coming in a little rusty. Didn't have great England because the manager didn't rate him. So, but right now, Cavani looks fit as a fiddle, ready to rock. We know where Ronaldo stands, and Greenwood's in top form in the league. So you convinced me, just it's the midfield. We know the defense is going to be. Keeper, it's obvious. It's that midfield three, or, you know, it should really be like who starts with Bruno and Pogba. And it's got to give Donny a sniff. It's like you're playing against one of the worst teams in the league. You've got one of the best defenses in the league. Just do it.
Exactly. And that's what Ole's got to get through his head is stop thinking Fred, start thinking Donny. It's as simple as that. Start going for it, man. It's like, Donny's going to get caught out. He's going to make mistakes, but Fred did too. But, you know, it's like you got to give players chance. It has to be a next man up mentality. That's how you find players that can wear the shirt. I mean, who would have thought Gibson? You know, there's a lot of players who, you know, could do a job in the middle of the park for Manchester United, and he's got to find him because you rely on Fred just too nervy, dude. It's just too nervy in different spots, and he doesn't deserve – he deserves to play, but he deserves to be benched as well.
He deserves to get benched. Some of the greatest players of all time have been benched. Rooney was benched, and he needed it, and he would come back a better player. The one sniff is that, like, you might see him go Matic for the league game and play Donny finally at six for the Champions League game not too many days after. I'm just thinking ahead, but it should be the other way around, right? Young boys, you play Matic for once a week, and then get Donny out. He should be playing in the Premier League. He's good enough to be in this 11. And he's played six. He played six occasionally at Ajax, and he can do it. And if he doesn't give the ball away as much as Fred does in those vulnerable positions, that you don't need him to be that awesome of a tackler. And Fred, he sometimes can be a great tackler, but he also like bites and commits and gets caught out all the time. At least did in Wolves when I watched it again, just for fun. So I think it's time to give him a try. Otherwise, Donny must just be like terrible in training. Like, why isn't Ole picking him?
I don't know. Ole strikes me as a coach that's kind of weird with players, you know, for some reason that he just doesn't like certain players. And it's like there has to be a variability to it, which is like he really likes players and really dislikes players. When you kind of need to like players and dislike players, because even the players you like Fred start playing bad, you're like, sorry, Fred. You got to be like, you can't be that all in. Look, booking the bookies, United heavy favorites, plus 1,300 to win. Newcastle, the dog. Newcastle, the dog, plus 1,300 to win. United heavy favorites, minus 550. Sorry, I got my math mixed up there.
So these Ronaldo
wins 200 to score. He's the odds-on favorite to score. Unbelievable. Given those are the bookie's odds, what is your score prediction for Newcastle?
I just want to make a comment. These are like the most old-school United odds I've seen in a long time. Plus 1,300. To get, like, also, the plus 200 first goal scorer is as confident as I've seen the bookies of a first goal scorer in a long time. I just want to make that point because I was looking at those odds like, that's a new one. That's called the Ronaldo effect.
Yeah, don't bet against Cristiano. What's your score, sir? What do you got?
Sir, 5-0. United smoke Newcastle. He gets a Hattie. Greenwood keeps scoring. Bruno gets a goal. Let's go. Don't look back. What do you got?
Sir, I'm doing 5-1, the same score that we had in April 1895 when we played the second division way back when. Let's get into the news. United in the news. Cristiano Ronaldo says United is not a vacation. He's trying to win trophies, sir. Exactly the attitude we need to drag us over the line. I think we talked about this at length. We're just coming in and setting the standard. And why hasn't the standard been here? You know? And that's why it's Ole Mr. Nice Guy at a certain point. So I have to think the tone set by the manager. And Ole's kind of like, oh, everything's fine. You know, we're trying our best. I think you gotta come out and be like, yo, we're trying to win titles. You gotta, and Ronaldo's got this one. Exactly what you want to hear as a fan. Couldn't be more excited he's back. It's like, let's get back to business. And you and me have the same conversation all the time. We're like, dude, this is United. Like, what the hell? We're like pumped on third and not winning a trophy. It's like Ronaldo slapping us in the face and being like, yo, when I left, we were lifting Champions Leagues, brother. Like, what's going on here?
Well, they didn't invest in what the hell is that? They didn't invest any of the money that they received or they bought them. They bought Overton. That's part of the reason. But let's not get into that. Big takeaway was you're right. Ole's always said like what our aspirations are. He's been much more cagey, but I think we do need that. Like, no, dude, the only result that is satisfactory is winning titles. That's it. We expect nothing else. And it's because we haven't won since Fergie left that like, we don't have that yet. It's a young team. Remember, this is a young side. And I think we just needed that edge. Bruno gave us some of that edge, got us to a better place, but we need that. Like, we need that killer. And I think we've found that killer. He became a killer at our club, 07-08. He kind of emerged as the greatest player in the world and held on to that for a long time, right? Scoring 42 goals that season. He can put up big numbers. He's going to score a shit ton of goals. Now, what I like the most and one of the reason I put this in the news is I am ready, and I think I will be a huge thing in the next 3 or 4 years. Sir, I signed a 2-year contract with an option for a third, but he knows success is coming, and success breeds more success, and he's in it to win it, and he's in it to put more trophies in his trophy cabinet, in Manchester United's trophy cabinet, which is the most important thing. And I think we're going to do it now. I think Ole is going to figure it out. And if he doesn't, the problem is he's got nowhere to hide. So I have confidence in this manager because this is the last piece of the puzzle. Let's go. Time to win.
Sir, I've been doing a lot of thinking over international break. You're absolutely right about this. But, you know, the next shoe to drop really is Paul Pogba's deal. I mean, this is like Haaland's one of those where it's like Ronaldo's the nine. Like Haaland isn't really like he's surplus requirements. Like, yeah, it'd be nice to get him. But if you lose Paul P, that's a big hole. And my gut says like 90% he's gone. You know, short of us winning like a serious trophy this season, I think he's on his way. I think he's more on his way just for the payday, right? Because he's going to get like a big check and Raiola and, you know, Jabba the Hutt, et cetera. But his deal is going to determine a lot of what happens next. So hopefully Ronaldo and Bruno can convince Pogba to re-sign. Like they can go on and kick on and win some things. But replacing a player like Pogba will be difficult to do because day late, dollar short in the transfer market ain't going to do it if you're trying to win titles. You can't have Ronaldo and not have the players around him. And the middle of the park is a concern at the moment, and it can't be anymore. And Pogba leaving and signing another CDM, that's a little much. That's a lot of business to do.
No, it's true. And I think it's almost assured that he leaves, unless like we win the treble or win a double, win the league. But it's about the league and the Champions League, but it's about cash. You know, it's like we're not going to be able to match what Real Madrid are going to offer him next year on a free transfer. And we probably shouldn't. And it's a shame, but there's very little we can do other than just be successful. Like maybe end of the year, we're number one in the league by a nice sniff. And we just like crushed our group, which we should with this squad and our group in the Champions League. Maybe, but probably not, you know, because I think at the end of the day, it's like he wants to get paid. He wants to play somewhere else. You're not convinced, but I think he's gone, like no matter what.
Sir, it's PSG. Real Madrid was a year ago. They signed Camavinga. They're not going to get Paul Pogba. PSG's the move. Messi, Neymar, that's where he's...
He doesn't want to go to PSG. PSG fans don't like him. He never wanted to go. That was a move only this summer because they were the buyers. He's going to go to Real Madrid because they're midfield. Camavinga's the CDM. He'll play in front of Camavinga. Modric's getting old. Cruz is getting old. So we don't have to go on a whole Paul Pogba thing. But
it's not a Madrid thing. I'm just saying, like, you think about the 3 to 4 years. Paul, I'm worried about replacing Paul P. If we sign Camavinga, I wouldn't be as nervous. Next bit of news here, Manchester United, Fred banned. Sir, we talked about this one. He got banned, like, the rules by the CONMEBOL Federation said that they could go play, but then Brazil said they can't play, and the Brazilian FA are punishing players from England. This whole COVID thing, I'm glad Cavani didn't go to Uruguay. I think that's the big takeaway here. So, you know, Ole's hand is forced. He cannot play Fred, even though he probably wants to against Newcastle. So as a fan, I'm excited to see what the middle of the park looks like. Donnie, what does Donnie got to do to start? I think he's going to start him. Let's hope Donnie plays well.
Let's hope he starts him. I think give him the chance. Give him a chance to start. See what he does, because maybe the Brazilian Football Federation triggering the FIFA rule. He didn't even go. He just, like, because he wasn't released, they, like, imposed this penalty. Maybe it's the blessing that we need, forcing Ole's hand and be like, damn, Bruno. Donnie can play six. And if he can, I think it's going to be hard to take his job away. If he does a convincing job of it and is given a chance to succeed, you know, I think he offers a lot in that position that Fred doesn't.
Next bit of news here, sir. Manchester United interested in Declan Rice deal next season. Apparently, we want Declan Rice. We want Erling Haaland. We're in the pole position per build. We want Declan Rice, sir. I mean, Declan Rice to me, overpriced, overvalued, something in like 80, 100 million pounds, like 45, sir, 50. You know, I obviously use the Fred as the benchmark, but he's English. His valuation is too high. Declan Rice, I'm good. I'd rather worry about trying to re-sign Paul Pogba. If everything jives with this crew, we got to try to get Pogba to stay because he's a big player in the middle of the park for United. We're better with him on the field at always. Off the field can be debated. On the field, you know, we're going to need Paul Pogba. I don't think Declan Rice is any Paul Pogba. Think about that. Paying $100 million for – you lose Paul Pogba, you pay $100 million for Declan Rice? I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I don't think he's that good. I think, you know, the only comp you can make is like, okay, he's like a Harry Maguire. You know, like Harry should have went traded for 50, 55. We paid 80. And it was worth it because we needed a center back, and he's been great, in my opinion, at this club. He's worth – Declan Rice is worth like 50. He's like a good CDM. He's not the best CDM in the world. He's not even the best CDM in the league. He's young, and he's English, and he's pretty big. And I think that's – he's English, dude. It's like an English multiplier. So you pay 1.5, 2 times your money because he plays for the national team. I think Calvin Phillips is a better player. You know, I think you get him for cheaper, and I think he's a better player.
And I don't even think Calvin Phillips is that good either.
No.
Sir. As far the next bit of news too, Jesse Lingard, apparently we offered him a new deal. He doesn't want it. He's gonna let his deal run down.
Offering him a new deal? John, tell me why.
We're trying to sell him to West Ham. He doesn't go to West Ham. Then he wants to stay at United. He loves United. Then he wants to fight for his place in the team. I think he's doing this for optionality, because if Ole doesn't play him, he doesn't break through, then he can just go wherever he wants. I think it's a player move. I like this for Jesse, but again, like, I like Jesse Lingard. I don't mind him doing this as a player. But Manchester United, what are they doing? Director of football, like, can't sell a player, going to leave on a free. Again, Pogba on a free, Lingard on a free. Like, what are you doing? Get some money for these players. It's free money. Like, this is the game. I don't know why they're letting these players run their contracts down when they can arguably get good valuations for them. We can't sell. It's like a problem. Someone needs to be hired, sir. I'm available. Call me up.
Sir, I saw the stat that was unbelievable with Dan James. We've only made a profit on 4 signings since Fergie retired. And if you think about that, that is insane, dude. That is like, that is so bad. That is such a bad, and we've bought and sold a shit ton of players. And we've only made money, and not that much money. We made like a net of like 15 million pounds over 4 players and lost a shit ton of money on everyone else we sold. And that just like, that tells you rudderless shit, man, is just going to spin in circles. So I know we got a DOF, but Paul was one thing. He didn't want to, there's no buyers this summer. No one's going to pay anywhere close to a valuation that makes sense. And it probably is better just to have him in your team in the first place. Lingard, it's like, dude, just ship him for 15, get money, move on. It makes room for freaking Alanga and Hannibal. It's like, you don't need, I mean, you're nice to have, but you don't need, with the academy that you have breaking on through, you not need Jesse Lingard taking up space. You should have just, even if it's not your valuation, it's not 30, take 15 and run. Call it a day.
Sir, jumping into fan questions at Ty Kircher. Thanks for everyone who tweeted us. He says, quote, I'm going to miss the game for work. I'm going to hate it. I'll be recording and trying to resist the urge to check the score. But I want the authentic feels and excitement for Ronaldo's return and hopefully 3 exciting points. Sir, we've all been there, DVRing games, not checking our phones.
It's worth it.
It's tough. It's tough. I haven't DVR'd a match since we do the pod, because we just do it live always now. So like the 4:30 a.m. kickoff that got moved up from Villa. Are you kidding me?
I know. I saw that news today. Thank you.
Like, I literally saw that and just like, are you like 2 Saturdays, 4 a.m., 4:30 a.m.? It's like,
because the Everton one's 4:32, I believe.
Sir, I wish I could DVR, but you know, we're the hardcores.
We used to. Before the pod, you would like, I remember how it felt, and it was so worth it when they did have a nice win, and you wouldn't check Twitter until the game was over or almost over. And now we can't. Because, baby, this pod never sleeps. American Road Devils, 4 fans, by fans, we get up early. And it's worth it. It'll be worth it. 4:30 a.m., make it earlier. 2 a.m. I'll wake up at 2 a.m. to see Ronaldo start.
Sir, absolutely. But you know that feeling? I have to shut my phone. People text me about United, so my phone's off.
Totally.
It's just a weird thing when you try to do the DVR. But, hey, you got to do it sometimes. Ty, we wish you luck. We know that feeling. At you, Boson, quote, does Cristiano deliver a Hattie on Saturday? You said he would, sir, so I guess you're in the yes camp. Hattie?
He can. He should. He'll have the opportunity to do so. And if he doesn't, he'll be dishing out. He'll have 3 goal contributions. So he might have a goal and 2 assists, and the team just rolls. And he's a team player, which, you know what, for me is just as good.
And then he said, does Sauce and Pogba play in the 2 over Donny? He says, yes, they do. So for McSauce, I haven't seen him in training.
He had surgery.
he had surgery, right? So I don't even think he's in training yet. So I don't think we're going to see him. So Ole's got to do something. Modish, I think you're right. Modish is the – Donnie's going to feature at Young Boys or Newcastle.
Right.
I think he goes Modish, Newcastle, Donnie, Young Boys. I think you were right on that. I did not get that, but you're right. It's like Modish, Newcastle sounds like the right match. Donnie, Young Boys seems like what Ole will be probably thinking there. Lingard as well, Young Boys.
Right.
Those are the types of players you're going to see.
No, totally. By Lindelof, right? Like, Dalot. Like, it's Young Boys. You know? It's not RB Leipzig. And I think that's probably right. It's probably going to be Donny on the midweek. I like to see him against the Premier League. He should be, you know, that's the more important game. But we'll see. We will see, sir.
Sir, that's the podcast. Thanks for everyone who listens, downloads, and shares the American Red Devils podcast. We are four fans by fans, two biased fans. Sitting on the couch, giving you our perspective. We absolutely love doing it, sir. Did a pod without you yesterday. Pod never sleeps. You're back. We're back. United are back. Ronaldo is back. Cannot wait. Check out our website, www.americaredevils.com. Check out our Patreon page. Support us there. That goes a long way for all the exciting stuff we're doing. Write a review on iTunes, sir. Do you have the list of top downloads last 7 days? Mispronounce those cities for me.
I'm pulling it up. Give me a second. Start talking about something else. The internet decided to get laggy.
Are you kidding me?
You know what I do. Well, we're excited for the weekend. It's a big game. It's like Christmas Day.
Sir, the people always wait for you to mispronounce the cities. This is like a certain thing that occurs. First of all, you want to talk about something in the interim while you pull up that list? What was your take on the United States men's national team? You're the not hardcore fan. You seem disappointed by their play in CONCACAF generally.
I mean, they looked – let's go back to the games. You know, the first one, you can't really blame them because that it's like CONCACAF football in a nutshell. It was like so poorly reffed that they were allowing basically El Salvador to play gangyard football and just like beat the shit out of the USA team and not even have a chance to pass the ball. So they look like crap, but I also like blame the ref because that's just atrocious football, not good for anybody. Canada, we look bad. Dude, they had a bunch of chances at the end where they cut through us like Swiss cheese, and we looked like we had no clue, and we should have lost that game. So I don't think we looked good then, and I had an offsite, so I missed last night's big comeback. I got to watch that game, and the internet is just like pooping on me, sir. So I can't even pull this up. I'll keep talking about something else, but like Berhalter, I don't know what his name. I'm not going to learn his name because you know what? I think by the time the World Cup rolls around, he's not going to be around anymore. That's my punt as a Manchester United fan, first and foremost.
I got it on my phone. I'll do it. First one, Bend, Oregon, then Wirral, UK. Then, sir, how are you not pronouncing this? This is from Japan, Fukuya Ka. And then from, I think, Quan Hai, Columbus, Dublin, Fraudsham, Singapore, Oslo, Denver, Johannesburg, Riyadh, Nashville, Dallas, Los Angeles, Kansas City, Montgomery, Hackney, Chicago, New York, shout out, sir, Hamilton, Canada. What a list. Thank you for all the downloads. Absolute Muppeteer in this podcast. Guy doesn't pull up the list of downloads.
So we're rusty. We're rolling out of international break, and we're just getting going. So our double doubles are coming back on the schedule as early as this weekend.
Thank you so much again to everyone who listens. And, we had the survey. You guys said you wanted the U.S. Men's National Team takeover. We have a friend who's a freak, loves the United States team, doesn't even have a real team. Miguel, absolute legend. A big shout out to him for coming on, sharing his views. He'll be back in October breaking it down. Sir, I feel like it's going to be interesting World Cup qualifying. United States, like, all over the place. So let's hope United look a little more put together on Saturday.
Sir, I only have room for one underachieving team in my heart. So come on, USA. Not USA. It's about Manchester United now, baby. This is a Manchester United pod. I'm rooting for the Americans out there, of course, as well. I hope we qualify. I hope we crush it. But right now, this is about CR7. This is about Last Dance. This is about Ole getting it going, and this is about winning titles and a young team growing up in real time, sir. Are you ready?
Sir, take me out with Viva Ronaldo. Let's go.
Let's go, boys. Ronaldo.
He plays on the right. He plays on the right.